It's just so ridiculous to think that this is happening. You know, that I said yesterday at the meeting that survivors of gender-based violence should never have to choose between seeking the support they need and then protecting their privacy. So the notes and the therapy notes, if they're used in legal proceedings, it not only violates the confidentiality, but these, like, victims are being re-traumatized again. And we have to make sure that victims and survivors are supported and not to be afraid of, you know, going to the counselling and getting vital counselling that heals them somewhat, and for those notes then, you know, to be used possibly against them.
And it's such an important issue, because the confidentiality side of it, the discretion, that is such an important aspect of helping victims to process what they've gone through in terms of trauma or whatever it may be. And it's if there is feelings that this may come out someday, then it will just deter people from getting help and seeking help. And that's why it's so important for you, isn't it, that this just isn't the case whatsoever?
Yeah, it's the confidence that's gone now. And it's like that confidentiality that's the cornerstone of counselling and therapy. And without it, survivors will be less likely to seek the support that they need, and that's leading to further psychological harm. And we have to protect their rights and to make sure that they receive the care that they deserve without fear of legal repercussions. And again, you know, the fact that these notes, these private notes and these therapy notes could be used against you, and you know that if you, whatever you're saying could be used against you, like, it's just, it's all wrong. And, you know, we have to support survivors in any way possible, and to ensure that their rights and well-being, like, that remain at the forefront of policy and any legal considerations going forward. There was a lot of support for it in the chamber. I think a lot of people were shocked that, you know, when they discovered and they heard about the detail of this. And I have asked for this to be sent to every local authority in the country, so every councillor in Ireland will be able to advocate and stand up for survivors of domestic violence. And that's, you know, that's the least that we can do.